I'm Tony Sarabia. This is The Morning Shift coming up at 10 o'clock. It's the BBC News Hour. Well, I always love having a band in that has a cello in its lineup, and we have one here this morning. The band is Wooden Rings. Beautiful stuff. I heard them sound checking this morning. So without further delay, we're going to hear a tune called Finding Me.
Wish I could say it was all a lie, working side by side in this house where we made our home. I wish I knew from the start that no earthly point of view could house a wandering star. Wish all that talking would save us, but I couldn't say the words I knew would mean losing you.
Wooden Rings here in Studio 6 on The Morning Shift. Vocalist, nylon string guitarist and songwriter Rama Jehan, along with Brett Bakshis on electric bass, Justin Rodig supporting vocal clarinet, that time on banjo, also plays the bells, and Marissa Dietz on the cello, and Rama joining me now at the big table. Hi there.
Hey, Tony.
That's a tough choice. I mean, I guess if you changed, got rid of the word if, it would be a totally different song.
Yeah, definitely. It seems like all the subject matter kind of revolves around that question.
Yeah. You know, you did a lot of, this is from your self-titled debut, your EP Twisted and Tangled is your forthcoming release due out this summer. And you've called this one your most vigorous work, I think I heard you say. Why is that?
I call it the most vigorous work probably because it probably took the most amount of time with the rest of the band to work with. The first record I kind of wrote on my own and we arranged it together. Mm-hmm. This one, we kind of all conceived of it together. So it took a lot more kind of fighting, pushing and pulling back and forth
You guys don't look like you'd be fighting. You look like a really mellow group, you know, like it'd be very democratic.
No, it is actually very democratic, but democracy can be a fight.
True, true. Sure. Yes, indeed. You know, but Didn't you write a lot of these songs, or at least have melodies in your head while you were doing some sort of domestic work? And
definitely on the first record, I should say that I kind of had a really bad breakup, and I was kind of forced out into the world to fend for myself in a way, which like we all do. And I ended up having to do some pretty hard construction work to kind of make ends meet. And I realized that I could kind of turn off the 80s radio that construction workers love to love to play and do 2 days of work in one, and kind of write songs while I'm drywalling and come home, wash it all off, and sit on my back porch and then set it to the guitar.
So you were able to keep all those ideas, musical ideas, in your head while you're working, go home and set it all out on guitar, huh?
Yeah, it's just kind of like manic repetition of the songs while you're working.
How did the four of you get together in the first place?
Oh, man, it's been a pull. I did some previous work in college, and I met Brett Bakshus, who's like a wonderful bass player. And he, you know, I showed him these songs really, really early, and he was very interested and started to write lines to it immediately. Marissa Dietz came via a friend from Portland. It was like serendipity. She kind of flew over and met us all and liked the music and then just jumped in. And Justin actually heard the first project that I had done with Brett in Southern Illinois, came up and really wanted to play.
So the instrumentation, really nice stuff, cello, banjo, sometimes clarinet. When you're setting out to do your music, did you have that already in your head? You know, oh, I think I'd like to have this sort of instrumentation in my sound.
What I knew I wanted was to remove any blocks to intimacy between me and my audience. So, cello is an inviting instrument, but it's not a loud instrument. It's not a drum. A nylon string guitar can be loud, but it's also, you have to be quiet to hear the subtleties in it. So I think it's just trying to craft something for small rooms.
And why that approach, crafting something for small rooms as opposed to, you know, again, something like the drums? Or
there's something to liveness, I think, and there's something that I can't really describe when you're in a small room and an audience is just, you can hear a pin drop in a small room. And, you know, I've played bigger places, but it doesn't really seem to do the same thing.
So this is the approach that you'll stick with for a while, just kind of, I've heard it described as comfort music.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so. It can be comforting, but I think it's also can be, the subject matter can be kind of heavy, so it's good for wine.
Well, we have none of that this morning, but if you want some wine, you can check out the band at Uncommon Ground on Clark in Chicago's Wrigleyville neighborhood, the one down there, not the one up near Rogers Park, on June 22nd. Their forthcoming EP is called Twisted and Tangled. And the band Wooden Rings, Rama Jehan, Brett Bakshus, Justin Rodig, and Marissa Dietz. And we are going to hear Tangled in These Strings.
Fox.
revived. Music forms when we're alive. Love and heartbreak synthesize in every word